T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble, you know, right in my fear.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Hit that ID here, Marcos.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter-Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Marlins lost to the Phillies yesterday, 6-1. There's like 20 games left of this crap. Let's just get it over with already. JT Realmuto hit 2 home runs yesterday for the Phillies. So there's that. Thursday night football tonight. Chargers take on the Chiefs. That's a fun matchup, obviously, has led to some of this discussion here tonight. And Donovan Mitchell yesterday, he was introduced as a Cleveland Cavalier. Says that he thought he was going to the Knicks. And for your Miami Dolphins at practice yesterday, Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead both missed it. Austin Jackson dealing with that ankle injury. Teron Armstead, he's on the injury report with a toe slash vet rest. So maybe Teron Armstead's going to be cool. But maybe the Dolphins are going to be in a situation where they don't have either tackle on Sunday, Leroy. That could be dicey.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
Calais Campbell licking his chops.
Oof.
That sound you hear.
Calais Campbell, old as hell, ain't he?
Doesn't matter. He's still a wrecking crew. Already got a sack last week.
He's just a monster.
Just a monster. Like, monsters don't age.
36.
Yeah, 36 and just a wrecking crew.
6'8".
God! Picks up Zach Sealer like a baby. And that voice. Really? My God, that voice.
Oh, that voice.
Oh, 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 oh.
He kind of got a little doc in him.
Cap, what's going on, Cap?
Hey, good morning, good morning. Just listen, man, I want to start by saying, look, I'm happy that we won Sunday against the Patriots.
Yep.
But I also don't know how I feel about the fact that my quarterback is saying that if I can't see you, I'm not throwing you the ball. I think you should be able to surveillance the whole field when it comes to a situation like this, especially when you just punched it one time in the end zone. Like, I get, you know, we're going to separate and spread the ball around, but I'd rather get in the end zone. You get what I'm saying? Especially now with these 3 games coming up.
Yeah, they're tough.
And,
they're a tough
yeah,
3
man,
games.
I just feel like it's going to be tough, man. We can't be doing it off of just one touchdown, man, especially with no run game.
Here's what I would say to that is that you go into every game thinking you know what's going to work. And then when you finally see that plan in live action, you have to make adjustments to how you do things. So if we're having this conversation after week 5, then I'll be down with, hey, you got to get the ball in the end zone. But I'm not going to do it after 1 week because there's adjustments and tweaks that they have to make to their offense. And I'm going to give them an opportunity so that they can get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, I think that we do still have to recognize, because I think that I get that all fans lack of patience because they feel like they've been hearing excuse for Tua. I get it. But they are still
they won though.
No, I get it. But they are still learning a new offense, and it is a first-time play caller. Like, there is adjustment that does have to go there for sure. I think that the things that if you want to be frustrated by a couple things, okay, him and Tyreek Hill, him missing Tyreek Hill, wide open willy-nilly, you know, never hurts getting Tyreek Hill the football, all right? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to get that. And also, don't be a time bomb when people are breathing down your neck. Here was Tua yesterday. This is him discussing how he's got to get better at not, you know, getting sacked and losing the football.
Yeah, I would say it's hard. As a quarterback, you're wanting to make plays, but at the same time, you kind of don't want to lose the field position that you have, knowing you're in field goal range. So I would say, just on my part, just got to be smarter in those instances. You know, sometimes it's not bad taking a sack.
Yeah, it's not bad. Hey, baby, it's all good. Just don't do the thing where, like, they're, you know, it was very, Belichick was losing his mind over that, the intentional grounding. He was freaking out. Handsome Daffy, what's going on, man?
Oh, yeah, shout out to all of you guys on the morning show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say, like, I mean, he's an Alabama quarterback. Everybody around him is great. The quarterbacks aren't great. They're just system quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I was never a Tua fan, but I'm loyal. So I'm going to rock with him until he shows me otherwise. Also, I wanted to say, Marcos, I am stuck in traffic yet again, my guy. Palmetto is jammed from start to finish. Also, shout out to the Twitch fam, India Rasta. I'm prayers for you and your wife. And also, Tobin, Game Boy 305 wants you to watch the movie Prey. Y'all have a great day.
Was Prey good? Is Prey good? I see that on Hulu. What's that? That's the Predator prequel?
Yes, it is.
Is it good? Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I've heard nothing but good things. They say
we'll check that out.
It goes, you know, sometimes the remake isn't as good as the original.
Is Schwarzenegger in it?
Nah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Carl Weathers?
No, dude, they're like 70.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think Carl Weathers is in it.
Well, remember they did that movie on Netflix with Pacino and De Niro where they CGI'd him all the way back. What the hell was that movie called?
Oh, Expendables?
No, it wasn't Expendables. And that's where they have all the action stars. But there was that movie that they did with it was like the mob movie, and they went all the way back. So,
How about so I'm watching right now. I'm watching Imperfects.
What's that?
It's like a show, a group of people get some illegal testing, some shady testing, and they got superpowers.
Oh.
But they're not really cool superpowers. Like, one guy changes into a werewolf. He eats everybody.
I'd hate being a werewolf, man.
One girl can hear, and she can do, like, the bird, the bird lady that does that call, screams. She can do that. And the one girl has pheromones, so she has.
So everybody's all just horny around her?
No, everybody just does what she says because they're so in love with her.
Yeah. I'm trying to get through.
So she has to carry around a can of spray to so people don't smell her pheromones.
I'm trying to get through The Batman on HBO, and I'm just not feeling it. Mm. I'm just not feeling it. Like this Robert Pattinson.
Oh, that one.
He's just like. He's such a dud. He's just like,
it's true.
That's right. What's the mystery?
I can't watch that movie without laughing.
Right, JP? Isn't it ridiculous?
I laughed the entire movie.
Because even like when he's not Batman, he's still trying to be Batman.
He's not cool enough to be Batman.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's just, right? He's got that hair.
Super cool. And every movie, he's the same way. He's got a little bit of Keanu Reeves in him. Every movie, he's the same guy.
Keanu Reeves is much better actor than him. Keanu Reeves is likable. Keanu Reeves is likable.
Yeah, like even in Twilight.
Handsome.
Show some emotion, damn it. No emotion.
There is none. There is none.
Even like
that's why I laughed the entire film.
Like when he's Batman, all right, when you're Batman, be Batman. Be like, all right, I'm Batman. But like when he's not Batman, he goes, oh, it's still life is just a drag.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like every Batman they've had, when they were Bruce Wayne and not Batman,
they're like suave.
Life for the party.
Real cool, yeah.
Life for the cool, right? With all that money or whatever. He's a dud then. No wonder he's single.
Ryan, what's going on, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Marcos? All the guys, fellas, you know what
it is. Yeah, Marcos and friends.
Nah, it's not like that, you know. but I just want to tap in with y'all. You know, I'm not really a Dolphins fan, but I'm a Tua fan. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. I'm a Tua fan. So, from my point of view, you guys made the right decision. You suck for Tua, and you got him. So, you know, you stick with him, you live with him, and you rock like that. And another thing, Tobin, man, don't be so down on the Marlins. You know, you could bet on the Marlins tonight, solo under, because they're not going to score.
So just
that's
use
the only positive thing about the Marlins.
Just use them for my financial gain.
All right, yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. All right. This is my second one. My second one is bet on the Dolphins to beat the Ravens. We'll never beat them, but we're gonna beat them. All right. That's number two. All right. Number three is bet on the and we're gonna win that too. And that's there go your picks for the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Ryan.
Well, there you go. Magnificent three.
He's got a magnificent three. We got Robbie's Magnificent Seven, and we got Ryan's Terrific Three.
Yeah, perfect.
You know? Yeah. It's all coming together for us.
Yep. So, yeah, I did a 305 parlay.
You're all set for that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited about it.
Money line. No points. Money line.
Exciting.
Yep.
Exciting for that. Let's do one more.
I do think that if I'm a Canes fan,
yep.
The one question that I have, right? The defense is not as good as they've been. They've had teams with lesser talent than Texas A&M have some success. So if I have any question, and it's not a matter of what they could possibly turn it around. Maybe they were, you know, just playing standard defense or whatever. But if there's any questions that I have, it would be centered around that defense and whether they can step up their game to match the talent that's on the other side. Because, look, they played Bethune-Cookman, and Bethune-Cookman had two guys that looked like the best athletes on the field offensively.
Yeah, there's that.
That's scary.
I didn't think Tyler looked that great this last game either.
He didn't.
I didn't think he looked that great, again, dude.
When you play teams like you played the last 2 weeks, and it's not really an indication of where you are, I don't want this game to get out of hand before they realize they got to tighten it up.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I hope that Mario, during the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks, has been letting these guys know, hey, man, what we have done the last 2 weeks is not going to win against Texas A&M.
Here's Paul. What's going on, Paul? Paul!
Listen, guys, two things. One, I would love to get a lot of those sound effects as ringtones. I would love to hear bum and we ate crab together on my phone anytime somebody sends me a text message.
We ate crab together!
Text Marcos for your email. I'm sure he could hook that up for you.
Gotcha.
Oh, man, that'd be great. Thank you. And then the other thing is, hey, guys, it's game one. Let's give them a chance. Let's let them settle down. I'm not going to criticize the team. I'm a big Tua believer. I don't think he's shown me anything otherwise to say that I'm going to doubt him. So I think we just got to keep moving forward. I like what I'm seeing.
All right. I like it, Paul. There you go.
Sometimes you make a decision. And the thing that I've tried to point out here is, we all made the same decision. We can get on the Dolphins, but we all made this decision. At some point, you got to live with it. Ride it out a little bit. Let it play out. Because we all were happy when they drafted Tua. So for these people all of a sudden to come out of the woodwork saying, I didn't like him. And see, that's from listening to you, because that's what you do.
What?
Didn't want him anyway. He's a bum. Right? You do that all the time. So now you have basically fathered this attitude towards
this
Tua.
Is not fair. Nobody supported this guy more than me.
I'm not saying, okay, but the mentality of how we treat athletes, why you say, oh, I want him, and then the second, Ned didn't want him, he's a bum, right? Like, you too wishy-washy.
I don't agree with that. I'm not wishy-washy. All right? I'm just washy.
Unlike McDaniel.
Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Hey, I want to let you guys know, you know, we're closing in on Miami Heat training camp, believe it or not, Leroy. It is humming down on us. You got Media Day coming on up. That's always a fun event. We love going and talking to the guys over there at the arena and looking forward to that. But yesterday, Leroy, the Miami Heat announced that they have set a date for their red, white, and pink game, which is presented by Baptist Health, for October 3rd. It is at 6:30 at FTX Arena. Tickets are just $1, and you guys can get them at Ticketmaster.com. And the proceeds from that event go to breast cancer research. And so that's a really, really cool event that they always do. They'll open up the preseason the next night at FTX. But if you guys want to go, and if maybe you don't get a chance to see your Miami Heat, and maybe going to a game is too expensive for you, and you want to see your guys in action a little bit, go check this out, the red, white, and pink scrimmage. It is always a really, really great event that they put on. October 3rd, 6:30 p.m. at FTX Arena. $1 tickets, and the proceeds go on to benefit breast cancer research. So a really, really cool event there.
Do we are we doing the thing at the arena again?
Media Day?
No, like...
Doing the calls and all that stuff? Or are you talking about... Yeah. What are you talking about?
The telethon.
Oh, the radio. Oh, the radio. Yeah. I don't know. This is the same
thing.
Remember
the pandemic?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. You're talking about the dribble drive thing where we did that for Baptist Health.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we are, but this is another good thing that they're doing.
Yeah. No. This is they do every year. They do this for the scrimmage, and then they do the thing at the dribble drive.
Yep.
Because of the pandemic, I don't even know. Did they do the scrimmage last year?
They did the scrimmage. I believe they did the scrimmage in the gym, and it wasn't open to fans. I believe that they did it They brought people from Baptist Health, I believe, over there to watch. Because I remember watching the scrimmage last year. And so like they kind of did like a little almost intimate show for everybody. And it was really cool because you got to see everybody in action. And it's a fun little thing. But this one now... back open, FTX Arena, October 3rd, and $1 tickets for everybody who wants to go see the Heat back in action.
I tell you what, they say what you want, man. The Heat have been a stellar organization with how they do things, how they go about involving the community, how they get their players out in the community, the things they do locally, as far as, money, raising money and stuff like that, and even dealing with us, always been top notch. And so anytime you get an opportunity to support, that organization and the Heat organization, because of some of the things you see them doing in the community, then you should really get behind it if you can.
Agreed. So check that on out, everybody. Yesterday, by the way, under the radar from this Adam Silver, Robert Sarver thing, I saw Ira Windeman tweet yesterday that Adam Silver said that the investigation into the 76ers signing of PJ Tucker is ongoing.
it's just a shootout at the OK Corral in sports now.
Apparently. Ira notes that Adam Silver says that it was not opened because of a complaint from a team. So if everybody's looking at the Heat saying they snitched at the Sixers for P.J. Tucker conveniently being set up to go to the Sixers, apparently it wasn't, according to Adam Silver. This was just something they looked at and said, that's a little fishy. P.J. Tucker seemed to...
I can confirm that. I will confirm when it's confirmable.
Exactly, dude.
Hey, but I have a question.
Yeah.
How can it be that way when there's only one team willing to offer him a 3-year contract?
I think because of how fast... I don't know. Obviously, there was something fishy that they saw... That how fast he signed?
They said 3 years, $30 million. That's it. It could be. Look, if right now the worst team in football came and said, "Hey, Leroy, we need you to come. We give you 3 years, $30 million." When I know no other team would pay me 2 cents, I sign it.
I don't think a team would offer him 2 cents, but maybe they looked at it like this. You know, maybe they saw, he's leaving Jimmy Butler for a fat bum who's never going to win an NBA championship. That seems fishy. Fat
3 years? The Heat weren't offering 3 years.
We don't know that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, it, logically.
Yes, you do.
Probably not.
Yes, you do.
Because he's going to be 40 at the end of that deal.
Right. So my question is, what is the problem if that's the only team that was really willing to give him that third year?
I don't know. I'm not the league. I'm just letting you know they saw something and they're making a stink.
Making a stink. There's no stink to be had.
Listen,
there's nothing to be made. Like, if you're offering more than any other team and the player ends up there, how could that be any type of anything wrong?
Reap what you sow, PJ Tucker. You know, I love PJ Tucker too. Like, I mean, I don't think there's ever a player I've liked with just 1 year left at the Heat, with only 1 year on the Heat. I loved everything that guy brought to the table, but you're dead to me.
Now he's going to bring that to somewhere.
You're dead
else.
To me.
I don't like it.
For an additional year. You know, it is a job, right?
I mean, he did say by the playoffs, I haven't felt right since December. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's because you're 37, you know, so.
Again. What you're saying is that the Heat shouldn't have offered him that third year. And if somebody's going to offer him a third year, then go be with that team.
That's
what you basically said.
What I'm saying is, as important as he was last year, and he was important, I do think that I was concerned with a couple of things from him. One, that he basically said he was in pain all year. Second, he doesn't like to take time off because he's a psycho. And he wouldn't do a maintenance program because if Eric Spoelstra said, if I tried to tell him to sit, he would yell at me. And when have you ever heard Eric Spoelstra be intimidated by anybody?
Yeah.
But PJ Tucker, he's a pit bull.
But again, in order for there to be any type of issue, the first thing you have to bring to the table is some other team was going to offer him that much money.
So then are you calling Adam Silver a liar and saying Pat Riley says, we're going to offer 3 years, but we never got to negotiate?
No, you know that's a lie.
Maybe Pat Riley.
They were not offering 3 years.
I'm just saying.
Because when we were talking about him going with Philadelphia, the whole thing was Philadelphia's going to give him that extra year.
Guaranteed.
That was the conversation when he left.
Yeah, but maybe Andy Ellisberg was like, we could have done some jujitsu with the old Florida tax thing. You know, I didn't get to use my move. That's Andy Ellisberg's, like, move, you know? Like, The Rock had the rock bottom. Stone Cold had the stunner. Andy Ellisberg has Florida State tax.
So does Texas, though.
They do, but Texas, he's already been in Texas, you know? He didn't want to go there. And nobody goes to Mark Cuban.
Again. I can understand where the max guy, right? Where the contract is set. You're going to get it regardless.
Right.
But as far as PJ Tucker is concerned, nobody was really jumping at PJ to offer him that third year.
You know what I think?
And
probably
Philly said, you know what? We'll give you the third year.
Maybe the
it take 2 seconds.
Here's the thing. I think the tampering office, it was a quiet summer. You know, not many free agents changed teams. It was Jalen Brunson and PJ Tucker that were the only free agents, I think, to change teams for multi-year deals. So maybe they were just like, man, quiet summer. I wanted some action.
I'm going to tell you what. Think about this. And I don't have a dog in the show, right? I don't have a pony in the race. None of this. But if you are investigating PJ Tucker's deal, Jalen Brunson signed pretty quick too.
I believe they are investigating him. That's what I'm saying. I think the tampering office was just bored. You know, they're just like, ah, man, no action this year.
Right.
So, PJ Tucker.
I'm not mad with PJ Tucker. Get that to me. I'm not mad at PJ Tucker for taking that third year.
I just wish
it was
Philly.
His profession.
I get you, but like Philly, a lot of other teams.
Really? Offering a third year? No, there wasn't.
Philadelphia. I mean, it's, you know.
Guess what? Here's what the conversation could have been with PJ's representation, right? The Heat are going to give me 2 for $20. So the only way I'm leaving the Heat is if you give me an additional year.
Mm.
Yay or nay?
They said yay.
Right.
Legally.
There you go.
Illegally.
How are you going to say yes illegally?
Because there's something fugazi here, you know? Pat Riley didn't get to have his final pitch. Still love you, PJ, but, you know, dead to me.
It's a dog in a race.
You're dead to
yes,
me.
You are, we did. I'm not a Secret 76ers fan.
Tobias Harris over me?
I don't like it. No, I'm a Heat guy. I'm just saying that when this was all going down, everybody said that he'd have a problem with offering PJ that third year. And Philly offered him a third year, so he went there. What's the big deal?
That's got him silver. I don't know what to tell you.
Hands over me.
Play a little Goosies, No Goosies next. Everybody, time to spread your feathers, shine your bills, and get ready for a little Goosies, No Goosies. Marcos, what do we got for today, buddy?
Coming in at number one, we have our precious, beloved left hand Drew Brees. This is Tua on why Mike McDaniel is different from other coaches.
Ooh, I like this. All right, let's see what Tua's got to say about that.
It's different because Mike is different. You know, Mike's not your stereotypical head coach, if you will. He's not a screamer. He's not a yeller. If you mess up on a play, you know, you're not the worst player in the world. Why did you mess up on that play? How can we help you fix that? You know, I mean, I would say very reasonable teacher and very reasonable coach.
Wow. Wow. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Also, a shot at Brian Flores, for sure.
Oh, for definitely. When he's talking about...
What? Really? Come on. Who else? You think it's Nick Saban he's talking about?
Nah, he's definitely... Well, maybe also, but... Well. You know, he was very good for Nick Saban.
I was going to say, never had a bad time.
Don't really understand why Nick Saban, you know, why would he be in that position where Nick Saban would be mad at him? So.
Goosies or no Goosies?
I got the Goosies, dude. I got the Goosies.
I got the Goosies.
Goosies on top of Goosies. Leroy? There.
I'm going to go a little off in what I normally would do here. And I'm going to say, I do have the Goosies.
Ooh.
Goosies. For this reason. A lot of times guys get positions in life. I won't just say football. In life. And you feel that you have to act a certain way because you have that role. And I think what Mike McDaniel has done has been consistent with who he is. And I think the players in that locker room and the players that he communicates with and have to get the best out of respect that. That no matter how difficult or how tough the circumstances are or what they're going through, he still continues to be who he is. He doesn't try to be somebody different. The status, okay, everybody looks at a coach and think, especially in football, when something goes wrong, you got to be a yeller.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Yeah, I mean, I love that guy. JFig, do you have the Goosies?
I have the Goosies.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you have the Goosies?
Exactly.
Move.
Come on.
Marcos?
Goosies galore.
Yeah. That's good. What's number two, Marcos?
Coming in at number two, from one Miami football team to the other, Mario Cristobal.
Oh.
Ahead of the game against the Texas A&M cheer squad. Has thoughts on competition. Let's hear what the coach had to say.
All right. Mario Cristobal.
When guys are competing, instead of taking a turn where maybe a guy may choose to pout or to create an attitude or to create, that's not it. It's not for this program. Competitive responses, when guys see competition, the whole purpose and intent of competition is to make everyone aware that nothing but their very best is going to be good enough. So that's what we mean by that.
You know what?
Wow! That's Goosies galore, dude!
Goosies galore.
No, it's not.
Why not?
No Goosies.
What? No Goosies!
Here's, and I'm going to tell you. That was a message for... He's got a player or players that are unhappy with the opportunities they're getting. I promise you. That's where that's coming from. So while you think he making you feel all warm and fuzzy, he's sending a message to those couple of guys on the team. I promise you.
Two birds, one stone. He can give me the Goosies while sending a message.
Dude, you so easily goosed. I don't know what the hell. You're just like, ooh, that feels good. Like, yeah, man.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't do
everything
that.
Gives you every here. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not the situation that gives Tobin the Goosies. It's the person.
No.
So no matter what, if we ask about a certain player or coach, he's always going to get the Goosies, no matter what the guy says.
That's not true.
That is true.
JFig, you got the Goosies from Cristobal?
Of course I do.
Yeah, Goosies. See? I'm not alone. I'm not alone here. Marcos?
I agree with Leroy. Sometimes you can take it a little bit overboard.
Wow.
But this isn't one of those times.
Yeah!
I got the Goosies. From the guy with...
Nah, I was for it. I just wanted to make Leroy think that I was going to change, but I will never change.
Number three, Marcos.
Coming in at number three. Serena Williams, the GOAT, is hinting at a comeback, saying that the guy who didn't pay for his crimes, Tom Brady, started a cool trend. Serena Williams.
Look, I would have the Goosies for Serena coming back, but her referencing Tom Brady made me lose my goose. I'm going to say no Goosies because I don't want her associating with that criminal.
Nothing.
Goosies.
What are you?
I don't have the Goosies for this reason.
What?
She never really said she was retired, so how the hell is she making a comeback?
I don't know.
All she got to do is say, I'm in next week.
I'm back. Sending the fax.
I'm in this week's tournament. She don't have to, you know, it ain't like you got to file paperwork to get back into the league.
Right.
Same thing with Tom Brady. Until he files the retirement paperwork, nobody's going to say he's retired.
JFig, you got the Goosies?
You know, today, you and I, I die. The whole Tom Brady thing?
Nah, right?
No Goosies.
No Goosies.
No Goosies.
Goosies.
What are you?
Marcos? Whoa, what is that? You look like Marcos.
Hey.
This is, I have a whole bunch of, like, little hand things.
Why do they all look like toys you win at Boomers?
That's true.
It does. It does. And
a lot
and,
of tickets for those.
The one thing that I have, like, it looks like the brass knuckles.
Yeah.
My dog seems mighty friendly because he thinks it's a toy.
Oh.
So he's like, he follows me around and sits and tries.
You guys need to see it. Like, we need to take video of Zeus playing fetch. This dog is like Randy Moss.
How much film do you have?
He's the Randy Moss of dogs.
Yeah. He can go. He just goes and gets that football.
That guy is good.
Marcos, you got the Goosies from Serena possibly coming back.
I don't, but again, it's just a Tom Brady thing, man. Had she not said that, I would have been okay.
Mm. Goat recognizing goat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
one's an honest goat, one's a cheating goat.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you have a lot of different animals on a farm, you know what I mean, dude? You got the good horses, you got the bad horses. You got the chickens. Oh, they don't listen. They don't pull a sleigh.
Oh,
you got the chickens that don't lay eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the cheating goats and the good goats.
Yep.
It's number four, Marcos.
Coming in at number four, Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm.
Giving Stinka.
Not as good as Jaylen Waddle.
True. Giving Stinka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I hate that guy.
The double birds.
Oh.
Did I give you gooses?
That picture is art. I mean, he is giving.
You know what's funny? It's funny is that we're like, oh, he gave him double birds. Like, but once you see the visual, could you imagine the conversation that transpired between them two?
I don't know.
Because Mika's not really responding.
No, he's just like, maybe I deserve that. Like, that picture right there, they got to put that. You know how the Dolphins have their elevator? Whatever the elevator is at the Bengals facility, that needs to go up there. That is tremendous.
Or they could put Ja'Marr Chase in Dolphins gear because that's the way we feel too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, pretty much.
Just put a random Dolphins uniform. It don't have to be Ja'Marr Chase.
Do you think that
same thing?
Do you think Brian Flores whispered that into Ja'Marr Chase's ear and goes, "Listen, give him the double birds over there, right? That guy, number 39.
You think he's conspiring?
Yeah, I think he is. I wouldn't put it past. I wouldn't put Brian Flores. I definitely wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Besides T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick might be their second best player.
Oh yeah, he's good. Listen, he's good. He's still a crybaby.
My thing is, the only problem I have with him is this. He's doing the same stuff he said he didn't want to do here.
Yep. Wasn't being utilized correctly.
Right.
Look at that. Now he's the highest paid safety.
You think he listens to anything Brian Flores says over there?
No.
Nah. No shot.
You think Brian Flores actually talks to him?
I think he tries. Like, I think he tries.
He seemed like he got a little petty too now.
I don't know. Did you see Mike Tomlin dancing after they won?
I can see it. That's what happens when you're comfortable at your job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Number five.
He wasn't dancing all them years before now. Now he's comfortable.
Number five, Marcos.
Coming in at number five. The third bout between these two gentlemen. Canelo versus Triple G.
Wait, do we even go over Gooseys? We all got that's a unanimous goose, right?
Actually, I'm no Gooseys for one reason. Minka Fitzpatrick ended up winning the game with a pick six and a blocked kick. So there's that.
So, yeah.
So there's that.
Number five, Marcos.
Number five, Canelo versus GGG this Saturday. The third match in their trilogy. Gooseys or no Gooseys?
When is enough enough?
Right.
I mean, it's a big fight.
It is a big fight. Canelo, Triple G. It's a good rivalry. They hate each other.
Right, but when my thing is that the best option for Canelo and Triple G is to fight each other again?
It's definitely the best option for Triple G. He doesn't have a lot of options left, and he's old. For Canelo, I guess.
Is he the biggest... Who's the biggest? Is he one of the biggest draws in boxing?
He's the biggest draw in boxing right now.
Even if Pacquiao fought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still the biggest draw right now. Pacquiao, if it's the right matchup, maybe Pacquiao. But Pacquiao, I think everybody after the last one, when he lost to Ugas, everybody's like, all right, it's enough of Pacquiao already.
He's got a lot of losses. They still follow him, man.
He's very lovable.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Triple G does as a chance of retribution here. And I like just saying Gennady Golovkin for triple gooseys, so I'm going to say gooseys galore Golovkin.
Gooseys galore.
Yep, I got the gooseys for this reason that...
I got the gooseys.
When you're watching the fight game, MMA, boxing, whatever, you just want to see the top fighters fight. Like, you want the fight to have some pop to it to even get you invested or have you thinking about it. And this is one of those fights. This is one of those fights where you go, oh, so-and-so fighting? Let me see when they fight, right?
Yeah. Like, Jay Fig, what about you? You got Goosies?
I have none.
No Goosies for Jay Fig.
No.
All right.
No
Goosies.
What are you?
Marcos?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the final week that I had mentioned where there was like three or four fight weeks in a row where it was like, oh, good fight every weekend kind of thing. So
you're going to savor it?
I was going to say, for that reason, I'm going to go ahead and say Goosies because I got to savor this one.
Yeah, it's a little light coming on up.
Goosies!
All right, we'll take a quick break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more for this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.